text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
The Irish Heart Foundation is calling for a ban on junk food marketing for under 18s as part of a national strategy to halve the rate of childhood obesity in Ireland within the next decade. The Foundation's 12-point Childhood Obesity Manifesto calls for drastic action from the government on the issue, or an estimated 85,000 of this generation of children on the island of Ireland will die prematurely due to overweight and obesity. Well, I'm joined now in our studio by the HSE clinical lead on obesity, Professor Donal O'Shea. Thanks so much for coming in, Donal.
Thank you, Miriam.
Listen, first of all, just how bad is child obesity in Ireland getting?
Yeah, well, we know the statistics and we've known them for a long time. So one in four of our children are either overweight or obese. That's kind of a four to six fold increase in the last 30 years. And we're beginning to see in the United States of America where life expectancy is decreasing now for the first time since the 1960s. And it is directly as a result of the chronic diseases that overweight and obesity, which starts in childhood, is a driver of the diabetes, the cancer, the heart disease and the dementia.
And a really simple question, what is the cause of it? Is it too much junk food? Well, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, the cause is clear. It's a combination of high fat, high salt, high sugar processed foods being aggressively targeted to our younger kids to habituate them to that taste and texture. And then you combine that with the kind of cliff edge we've had in physical activity levels again over the last 30 years. And you've got the perfect storm that has led to the Irish Heart Foundation having to launch a manifesto about children's health. I mean, who would have thought that even 15 years ago that the Irish Heart Foundation would be leading the drive? But they know that this childhood obesity epidemic is what's driving their future illness.
How big a role do the sweetened drinks play in this?
I mean, the food and drinks industry cannot help themselves. Their job is this year's profit and nothing else. And they generate profit through volume. And they are actively targeting young children and adolescents with effectively, if you were to list what people should not be having, the high fat, high salt, high sugar processed foods, that's what's been driven at them through school lunches, through what's available outside of schools, through advertising in films, through online Snapchat advertising, Facebook advertising. I mean, like, they are all over marketing junk food to kids. And voluntary codes, we know, won't work. And that's why I think this Heart Foundation manifesto is so important, because top of the 12 points is saying, government, take a lead. Taoiseach, take a lead. Now, the Obesity Task Force of 2005, recommendation number one, Taoiseach, take a lead. What we have had is political ideation, political posturing, policy plans, but we haven't had leadership backed by resourcing. And that's another thing that this manifesto calls for. It says set up a children's future fund, because we're getting money now from a sugar sweetened drinks tax. We're getting money from tax on takeaways, that the VAT that was restored to 13.5% there recently. Massive income. How much money since that has been put into preventing childhood obesity or treating adult obesity? None.
Okay, and I hear you want the Taoiseach to personally champion this fight, but what about parental responsibility, Donal? I mean, if we're talking about a game changer here and drastic measures, what does that mean for parents?
Oh yeah, parents have to be educated as to the environment that the food and drinks industry are creating, educated in about the lack of leadership from government, which means that the kind of job of personal responsibility falls to them, and they have to take an active personal role in looking at their kids' health, their kids' diet, their family's level of physical activity. And increasingly we're seeing it's not enough for parents to say, you know, you need to be active. Parents have to lead by example. And if kids don't see their parents valuing physical activity, valuing the consumption of fruit and veg, then the kids won't value it.
And, you know, one often hears about measures, maybe slightly different to this, and you go, oh, you know, is this going to work? I mean, what do you want to see? What measures do you want to see that you think will change the situation?
Well, if you look at any other major epidemic diseases and how they have been dealt with, first of all, is to recognise it. Second of all, destigmatise it. And people with obesity are blamed and people with obesity feel judged.
People have recognised it, haven't they, Donal? I mean, the Ipsos MRBI survey showed massive support for, among other things, widening the sugar tax. You know, there is public support out there.
And I'm delighted.
It doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, no, I think in this poll, there's two things. There's a support for the sugar tax, but there's massive support, even higher, over 80% for that sugar tax being put into prevention and treatment. So people do recognise it's a problem, but I think you've got, with any disease, to treat it. You've got to identify the causes, like we did with lung cancer and smoking. And, you know, the smoking cigarette industry said, oh, there's no link between smoking and lung cancer. And it was decades before that link was admitted. The food and drinks industry are playing the same games exactly. Ah, look, it's only one part of it. It is the major part. Certainly the other part is the physical activity side of the equation. And we need, again, this Heart Foundation manifesto calls for built environments, healthier school environments. And we need all of those things. It's not a single fix. But you've got to identify the problem, start treating it. So we have too many people with extreme ends of obesity that we're looking after who have no access to treatment because the government won't fund treatment of the disease of obesity. And then once you start treating a disease, like we started treating cancer back 40 years ago, people say, well, we really must prevent. And then the big preventive drive and the vaccination program and the stop smoking program all grew up. And we're doing well on the cancer side of things.
And to be fair to you, you have been talking about this for decades, but and we've been hearing about this issue for so long. But are you seeing any practical change? I mean, in your work, are you noticing an improvement?
I'm not noticing an improvement of any significance. I'm looking at number one recommendation in this manifesto today is Taoiseach take a lead. That is exactly the same recommendation as 14 years ago in the Obesity Task Force. So I'm pleased this is called a manifesto because we have an election within the next few months. And one thing I would like parents to do is rate this when politicians knock on their door. Because if politicians are getting it from the electorate, they will begin to rate it even more.
But I'm also conscious, Donal, you know, would a new levy, for instance, on sweets, would it just punish under pressure parents, particularly those in low pay? Because you and I know if you go in to buy broccoli, it costs a fortune. So there is pressure on a parent if they are low paid or if they have very little money, a single parent, to, I suppose, end up buying cheap food, and that's often sweets.
Yeah, well, we have to educate parents that it is possible to eat healthily and cheaply. And it is a myth that that is not possible. It's very hard to say no to a kid who's primed and advertised at to secure sweets. Mm-hmm. And that's a kid's job. A kid's job is to get as much of the human nature's addictive. Sweets and high processed foods are addictive. So much wants more. So that's a kid's job. Get as much of that stuff as I can. And we all see the Halloween behaviour. But a parent's job is to realise it. Mm-hmm. And say no. You can't compete with treats. You have to just say no. And you won't be saying no all the time, but you'll be saying no, hopefully, 80% of the time. And then 20% of the time, you know, the kid will get what they want. But it must be, it's, you know, your weight and your health is about what you do most of the time. And occasional, you know, everything in moderation is can be healthy.
I was just going to ask that because that was obviously the old-fashioned thing. Our parents and grandparents said everything in moderation. I mean, would you allow your children to have any sweets or sugary drinks ever?
Well, I think the sugar sweetened drinks is rubbish when you have the no-calorie alternatives. Why would you waste your calorie intake on a sugar sweetened drinks? Biscuits, sweets, chocolates, are a part of my kids' diet. But it is in moderation. Right. And, you know, there's very good evidence if you can get your kids to the age of 18 at a healthy weight and reasonably and physically active with that, their lifelong trajectory for health is incredibly positive compared to the child who arrives sedentary and overweight at the age of 17 or 18. And that's the problem that's already filling our hospital trolleys. That disease pattern of diabetes, heart disease and cancer and dementia.
Okay, well done. Well done for you for constantly working on this case. Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Clinical Lead for Obesity. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.